Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. For most of the industrialized world, we are living in a time of rapidly accelerating change, which celebrates the new. Our throwaway attitude comes with a pretty stiff price, according to Howard Mansfield. Mr. Mansfield is a journalist who has sought out an eclectic assortment of people who have resisted the call of the new. He's collected their powerful stories of reuse and restoration, and he offers them as an alternative way of dealing with the current rush for newness. Mr. Mansfield's motivation? He thinks that our current way of living is maddening.
What I think is the change that's driving people crazy is that people are just trying to stuff too many things into their lives, and things take up the space where other non-things should be. And we all know that intuitively. Like time. All you really have is time. That's all you're really given. You don't know how much time you're given, but you're given time. And it has nothing to do with a lot of the other things we spend all our days doing.
Howard Mansfield is an author who has been compared with Henry David Thoreau. Mr. Mansfield's books include The Same Axe Twice, Restoration and Renewal in a Throwaway Age, In the Memory House, and Cosmopolis. Among the newspapers and magazines for which he writes are the New York Times, the Boston Globe, and American Heritage Magazine. Bill Russell and I went to New Hampshire to learn from Mr. Mansfield what it is about restoration and renewal that he finds so compelling. Howard Mansfield, the idea of living in a time when things are changing appeals to lots of folks. The fact that technology drives lots of change, that we have lots of options in the world. But I have a sense that you have another way of looking at this, that perhaps we've fallen in love with a shape changer, that this business of change may not be all it's cracked up to be. Is that right?
Yeah. I think what we're seeing a lot of is people sort of having what is sometimes called buyer's remorse. By merchants, the second thoughts. I went to auction school for the book, and one of the things the auctioneers taught you is you made your sale quickly. Don't ever let the buyer think, because when he thinks, he's lost. And I think a lot of the stuff we buy into, we're hustled into, so we don't have buyer's remorse. And the people I go to talk to who are restoring old things, either it's old machinery or airplanes or trying to save things like ecosystems, or huge things or small things, people I call Noahs.
Noahs, like Noah's Ark.
Like Noah's Ark. People are gathering things for the Ark. There's this tremendous sense of flow and change and flux, and people are looking for a place to stand, a place to find their place in the world and to almost restore the narrative for themselves, which is a long way of saying, answering your question about change, is that I think this effort at restoration is an answer to that.
The narrative piece of that is striking. That does sound a lot like storytelling.
I think that's what people are hungry for. I mean, anytime someone comes forward and says, introduces people to the so-called myths of another culture. We call them myths. You know, maybe they're really the religions or the core beliefs.
Or maybe they're even true.
There you go. They're true. You know, like fairy tales.
Other,
true and false at the same time. Mm-hmm. That's what people are hungry for. And I think what people find when they really restore something correctly is they have their hands on a true story, in a sense. This is the way this went together, and I'm able to put it back together, and it's very calming.
Calming?
I think so.
This is not a calm time.
It's actually calmer than some other times in history.
This is as compared to?
I was thinking, I just happened to be doing some reading on the what was going on in this country in that what was called the Gilded Age, the period after the Civil War leading up to, say, World War I, if you extend it. Tremendous upheaval, huge, the worst depressions the country had until the Great Depression. No safety net, no labor statistics for most of the time. Huge fights in the streets, you know, almost every decade there's been a major urban riot of some kind in the country. Huge uncertainty, a lot of different diseases. So I actually think this time, compared to that time, is a lot calmer and maybe more certain in a lot of ways.
The narrative, in a sense, it feels like we're awash in narratives. I mean, that's what we get it on television. We get it. I mean, our entire environment is a constant. Somebody's always telling us a story, but I think you're talking about a different kind of story.
Yeah, I think I'm talking about the kind of story that you know deep in your heart is evidently true and right.
It resonates.
Not, you know, the movie of the week. something like that. I think what's making people crazy getting to this idea of change is not that, man, things are happening so fast and there's so many electronic goods. It's this sense of flow, just one thing after another in people's lives. And I think we mistake progress for flow and we mistake change for flow, just all these things coming and going in our lives. And I think people, when people say, they say all sorts of things like they don't have time to think, they're too busy, there's no breathing room. I think these are all almost intuitively put. They're looking for some kind of space in there. And I think these people who go out in the Civil War uniforms and these people who are doing frontier stuff and people doing Stone Age stuff, if you can believe that, they're trying to find their way outside the era. They're trying to find their way outside the era so they can almost hear themselves think, if you can imagine that.
This is Howard Mansfield. He's going to help us think when we return in just a moment with the Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell and I are with Mr. Mansfield in New Hampshire. We'll all be back in just a moment.